Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th and final chapter in the Hilchas Tfila part of these halachas, in the Seif of the Book of Love, which we continue the theme of previous Perek discussing the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, specifically regarding the whole order of laning from the Torah throughout the period of the year. That's why I'm going to look out for regarding that there's a cycle of reading from the Sefer Torah throughout the Shabbosos of the year. Hamenigah Pasha B'chol Yisrael, says Ram, the widespread custom in all of the Jewish people is Shemashlimin the Satorah B'shana Achas. They finish the reading of the entire Torah in public in 1 year. That is Maschil M'Shabbos Sha'achar Chag HaSukkos. We begin the Shabbos that's after the Yom Tov of Sukkos. But Koyim B'Seid Bereishis, and we start with the Parsha Bereishis. B'Shnei the second week, El Tildes Noach, Parshas Noach. B'Shlish the third week, B'Yom HaShem El Avram, Parshas Lech Lecha. But Koyim L'Holchim Al Seid HaZeh, and they go and they read in this order. Atcher Gemin Satar L'Chag HaSukkos, until they finish the whole Torah, the 54 Parshias, and the Yom Tov of Sukkos. V'yesh mishemashem esater b'shal shom. There are those who finish the Torah only once every 3 years. But the Inamanik Pasha, that's not a widespread custom in the Jewish people. Halacha base. Ezra tikkunam l'Yisrael. Ezra sort of instituted for the Jewish people. She kaidin kololish shabaseif of a yikra, that we should read the curses in seif a yikra, which is the teicha, the rebuke in this parsha b'chukaisai. Kaidin matzeres, that should always come out before the yomtiv of Shavuos, because in Shavuos you get judged on the fruits of the tree, and we want to have already have what's called teich l'shon v'kolisa, that we already finished with the curses before we come to when we're getting judged on the peiros of the ilan. So to b'shemish the teira, the curses in seif a devarim, which is in parsha kisavai. That should be Koyim Rosh Hashanah before, the same idea before Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, of Toch L'Shana B'Kil Seha. Now, the Menga Pasha, also the widespread custom is you Koyim B'Midbar Sinai Koyim Matzeres. We should read Pasha B'Midbar before Shavuos to be like interruption between the curse of Chukaisai and of Atzeres. Also, B'Midbar has to do with a person's Koyim of the Torah by being like a Midbar. And also to have Eschanon, Acher Tisha B'Av, to have Pasha V'Eschanon after Tisha B'Av. And after Nitzavim, which is also to be an interruption between the curses in Parsha Kisavim and Rosh Hashanah, that should be Koyim Rosh Hashanah. Tzavis Aaron, the Parsha of Tzav, should be Koyim HaPesach, B'Shanim Pshuta, in a non-leap year, should be before Pesach. Levikach, therefore, what comes out is Yesh HaBasis, Shekoyim and Shachris, there are going to be certain weeks, Shabbos, that you're going to read in by Shachar, Shnei Sedarim, two parashas could go in, for example, Ishikes Tazria, versus Tir Teresa Metzera, which we call Tazri Metzera. Or Im Chukaisai in Bahar Sinai, we'll call Parashat B'Chukaisai, Bahar B'Chukaisai. Okay, it's been, or similar types of things, Chukin Zabalak, Matas Masai. And the reason is Kadesh Shlima B'Shanah, that you should be able to finish it in 1 year, because in the non-leap year, you have the 50 weeks, 50 Shabbosim, you can't finish the whole Torah, which has 54 parashas, besides the fact that when the Shabbos falls on Yom Tov, you don't read from the regular parashas, you only do regarding the topic of the Yom Tov, so you have to combine them in other weeks, and then the Yikra Isam Asadar by Nasim, you can read them in the parashas straight in their proper times. Halacha Gimel, Mokim Shem Epsikim B'Shabbos B'Shachres, the place where you stop, you finish the laning that week Shabbos in the morning, Shem Kodem Mincha, that's where you take off, you start what we call the next week parasha, by Mincha. And so too, B'Shin Mechamishri, the Monday and Thursday of that week, or the Shabbos Abba, and the following Shabbos, you all start from the same place, Ketzat HaSos. So, for example, Shabbos Rishon, the first week after Sukkot, Kodem Meshachas B'Seid Bereishis. You read Shachris, that first Shabbos, the Parsha Bereishis. B'Mincha Koren, you start the next Parsha, El Tel Desnayach, Asar Abbasukum, Tem Pesukum, Ayayis, or more. B'Chim B'Shin Mechamishri, so to Monday Thursday, also you start El Tel Desnayach. B'Chim Shabbos Abba B'Shachas, so to the next week Shabbos, you also start in the same place. Maschil Me'El Tel Desnayach. And Mekoriat, Soif HaSeid, then you read to the end of the Parsha. That's how you read the Sefer Torah all year round. Maftirin and the Haftarah, which is from the Navi, you take the Maftar B'Chashabbos and B'Shabbos every single week, but Navi Me'ein Shekhar B'Torah, whatever it is that you're reading from the Torah, from the final Aliyah, that's what you read from that Parsha, which in the normal week, the Maftar is from related to the topic of that week's Parsha. Halacha Dal. Now regarding the reading from the Torah on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodashim on the Rosh Chodesh, Harishin Kodesh Shleishim Psukim Miparsha Tzav. So the first Aliyah gets three Psukim in the Parsha of Tzav, talks about the carbon tamid. Vashayin Yichayzav Kodesh Pasik Shleishish Kodesh. Now the second Aliyah actually repeats the third Pasik that the first one got in his Aliyah, and there's Shnei Psukim Shachim, and two Psukim afterwards to be his three Psukim. The reason why we do it like that, Kodesh Shishar B'Pasha Shleishim Psukim, there should be three Psukim left over, because like we said, you're not allowed to leave over less than three Psukim. So he repeats one, leaves over three Psukim in the Parsha that he's reading from. Vashlishi Kodesh Shleishim Psukim Shashir Hashem. And then the third Aliyah reads the three Psukim that the second one left over in that Parsha. Im Ubiyam HaShabbos, together with the Psukim that talks about the carbon Karbonis that are burned on Shabbos. But a V-Kar in the fourth Aliyah, which on Rosh Chodesh you have four Aliyahs, is a Rosh HaKadsheikh, which talks about that of the Karbonis of Rosh Chodesh. Now, when Memchol Rosh Chodesh leaves by Shabbos, if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh falls out to be on the Shabbos, Mitzin Shnei Svan Rosh Chodesh, you take out two different Sefer Torah by Shachos. The first one you learn from the order of that week's parsha. And the second, the one who has the last aliyah, he completes it with reading from Rosh Hashanah. The mafter, the one who we said that one who's going to read from the haftarah, from the nach, from Navi, he has to also get an aliyah. So he's kind of in Rosh Chodesh. He also repeats what the last aliyah had had in reading on the topic of Rosh Chodesh. Umaftidin and the haftarah is v'hayi mide chodesh b'chodshay, which it's the last pasuk of the haftarah that starts koyam Hashem Hashem kisi in Yeshaya, because that's why I read it, because it talks about chodesh b'chodshay regarding the months when it starts by Rosh Chodesh. Now, however, Rosh Chodesh Av, specifically that month of Av, which is a mournful month that falls at the beginning of Shabbos, Meftidin, the Haftarah is actually Chachechem Omeidechem, son of Nafshe, because the destruction is talking about a punishment to the Jewish people that Hashem says, your months and your Yom Tovim, my soul despises. So we read that on that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Av. Now, Rosh Chodesh falls out to be on a Sunday. So the day before on Shabbos, the mafter is going to be the next day, Rosh Chodesh, again, because that's alluding to the next day being Rosh Chodesh. Now, regarding general rules regarding the laning of different times. So, whoever goes up to read from the Torah, should start off with a good topic and end with a good topic. And that is, you shouldn't start by something negative. Now, Aval Parsha Hazinu is an exception. Koyde Harisha in the first Aliyah gets Ad Zchoyim Ma'isoyim, from the beginning of Hazinu till the words "Remember the days of old." Asheini the second Aliyah Maschem Zchoyim Ma'isoyim Ad Yarkiveu. Vashlish Yarkiveu Ad Vayar Hashem Beyinatz, which is Hashem is going to be provoked. But Avi the fourth Aliyah in Vayar Hashem Beyinatz Ad Luchachmo. If only they would be smart. Vachemish the first Aliyah in Luchachmo Ad Ki Esel Shemam Yodei, I lift up to heaven my hand. Vashish six Aliyah in Ki Esel Shemam Yodei Ad Sei Bashir until the end of the Shir. Now the question is, why do we stop by these topics, which is the beginning and end, are harsh things? The reason is, that's the exception, because they're rebuke, that the people should repent, and therefore there, we do end with words of rebuke, and start the Ali like that. The last eight psukim in the Sefer Torah, muta likra says in Beis HaKnesses, b'pachas masor, you're allowed to read it in shul, although we said generally you have to lean with a minya people, that you're allowed to lean with less than 10 people. Although all of it is Torah, including last eight psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu said it from the mouth of the Mighty One of Hashem. But since the understanding of these psukim are, it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu dying after Moshe Rabbeinu's death, having understood, so they're different than the rest of the Sefer Torah in that way. Therefore, an individual is permitted to say them without a minyan of people. The curses in Sefer Vayikra in the Teichacha, Parsha B'chukaisa, Imav Sigmem. We don't stop in the middle of reading those terrible calamities that are going to befall the Jewish people. Echad Kar Eisen, one Aliyah reads the whole thing, and also Maskel Pasuk Shalom. Then you should start the pasuk before Umesayim Pasuk Lachem and end the pasuk after that, because we don't want to make a blessing either before or after on punishment. So you have to have had that cushion of another pasuk before and after. Now Okol Shem Mishnah Torah. However, the curses in Sefer Devarim. If you want to stop in the middle, Pesach you could stop, because that Moshe Rabbeinu said on his own, not from Hashem, in contrast to that of Sefer Yikra, and therefore it's not as harsh as the first ones. But Kvar Nogu Am Shalivsi Bem says, Ram, the custom of the populace has already been not to stop in them, and one person gets the Aliyah and reads the whole thing. Halacha Ches, regarding the Kriyas HaTorah on Moyadim, on Yom Tovim. Mafsikin, we stop the regular reading of the parashas, La Moyadis, Uli Yom Kippurim, when you get to a Yom Tov or to Yom Kippurim. V'kodim in Inyan Moyad, and you read regarding the topic of that holiday. L'Besed the Shabbos, not the order of the weeks of the year of the Kriyas HaTorah. Moshe Tikkunim L'Yisrael, Moshe being the institute of the Jewish people, she'kodim b'chol Moyad Inyan, that you should read every single Yom Tov regarding the topic of that Yom Tov. The Shoilin, the Darshan, and you ask, and you lecture, Binyan Shal Yom, regarding the topic of the day, B'chol Moed Moed, on every single Yom Tov. So what do they read? So it depends on the Yom Tov. But Pesach, by Parshat Moed, Darshan, B'Tayyaz Kodin, they lane from the parasha that talks about the Yom Tovim in Sefer Vayikra and Perikov Gimel. Kvar Nogu Am Likras B'Yom Rishon. Now the custom has already been since in Golas, in the diaspora, there's 2 days of Yom Tov. So the first day Yom Tov, the custom has been to lane Mishru, Kechulachem, to draw and to take for you, which is in Sefer Shemois and Perikov Beis. And that talks about Kram Pesach. Umaftinim B'Pesach Gilgal, and the Haftarah is from later on in the days of Yeshua Benun, the Karban Pesach that they brought over there. V'yom Tov Sheni, the second day of Pesach, is Yulein Sher Chesev, the ox or the lamb, talks about the Karbanas. Umaftinim B'Pesach Yeshayahu, and the Haftarah is from the Pesach that dies of Yeshayahu. Mashlishi, the third day, which Pesach is 7 days, is Kaddishli, or oh, 8 days, is Kaddishli Kabachar, is to sanctify me all for firstborns. Berevi, on the 4th day, is Mkesav Tav, if you can lend money. Bechamishi, in the 5th day, is Psalucha, that you should make the Luches. Bashishi, the 6th day, is Biyasa B'nei Yisrael, as a Pesach B'miyadah, the Jewish people should make the Karban Pesach in the designated time. But Yom Tov Achren, the last day, on the 7th day, is Vehi B'shalach, is Parsha B'shalach, Atzei B'shir, until the end of the Shir of Az Yashir, because it was on that day, on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, that our father said Shir on the Yam when they left Egypt. And you say, Ad ki ani Hashem Refecha, until the Pasuk, I am Hashem, your healer. Umaftirin, and after is Vayidaber David, because that's also Shir over there, and it also talks about Yitzis Mitzrayim. Umashmin, the 8th day, which in the diaspora they have an 8th day, is Kol HaBachar, every firstborn, which talks about the topic of the Yom Tovim. Umaftirin, and after is Oid HaYoim, which talks about the downfall of Sancheiv, which was in the night of Pesach, and also refers to our future redemption. Halacha test, Matzeres and Shavuos, current Shiva Shavuos, Yulein, where it talks about the 7 weeks which lead up to the Yom Tov Shavuos, Ominik Pashit, and the widespread custom is, Shekarim Yom Tov Rishon, the 1st day Shavuos, Yulein Mechidosh Lishon, in the 3rd month, which talks about the Aseres Adibis, the Kabbalah Teva Harasina, and Shavuos. Maftirin Bemakava, the Maftir is from the divine chariot, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down Harasinai in his glory of his chariot, and therefore we lay in that Nevuah. Vashen, and the 2nd day Shavuos, Karim Bepasha Me'edis, we lay in from the Pasha of the Yom Tovim, which is Kala Bechar, which we lay in on every Yom Tov. And the Maftirin Bechabakuk, and the Haftarah is from Chavakuk, which talks about over the Empire Gimel regarding Matan Torah. Aluch Yud, Beresh Hashanah, Resh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, Karin Relain on Resh Hashanah, Bechidish Hashvi, Bechel Hachidish, on the 7th month, the 1st of the month, which talks about Resh Hashanah. Now, Minik Pashid, the widespread custom is, Shekarin B'yam Rishon, the 1st day Resh Hashanah Relain, Vashem Pakad Asar, Hashem remembered Sarah. And Maftirin, in the Haftarah is Ve'yish Echad Minim Rasayim, which refers to both Sarah and Chanah being remembered to have a child on Rosh Hashanah. But in the 2nd day, Rosh Hashanah, we read Balakim Nises Abram, God tested Abram Avinu, which talks about the Akedah, and we want to recall the great merit of Abram Avinu sacrificing his son. Umaftirin, and the Aftira is Haven Yakali Ephraim. Is there a son as precious to me as Ephraim, which says over the Zohar, is an obligation to remember the good Zechreinus which Hashem has of the Jewish people, which is mentioned over in the after. Look at Alf, but Yom Kippurim B'Shachris. Yom Kippurim B'Shachris, Karin Milein Achrei Mois, which talks about the Avoid of Yom Kippurim. Maftirin and after is Kichoy Amar, Ramanisa, so says the elevated and the lofty one, which talks about over there the idea of tshuva and fasting. The mincha on Yom Kippurim Karn Ba'arayis, we read regarding the forbidden relationship Shabbat Achrei Mois and Pasha Achrei Mois, because the Shiyis can become so that people should remember and be embarrassed. Kol Mishan Nichshel Ba'achsman, whoever stumbled in one of these areas, V'yachsim B'tshuva, and then he'll repent. V'Shlishi Kara B'Tayra, and the 3rd one lands from the Torah, and meaning from those parashas, Umafta B'Yayna, and he gets what's called Mafta Yayna, which is the Sefer Yayna that's lained, because it talks about the repentance of the people of Ninveh, and that Hashem accepted their repentance, and if we want that to be said on Yom Kippurim. Alochid Beis Basukas and Sukkas. B'shnei Yom Tovim Rishayim, in the 1st 2 days of Yom Tov, Karim B'Parsha Me'adis, we read on the Parsha of the Yom Tovim, Shishar Chesav Ha'ezi B'Goymer, Umaftirin, and after it's B'Yem Rishon, the 1st day, Hine Yom Bo LaHashem, which, because that gathering was on Yom Tov of Sukkas, V'Yem Rishayim, and the 2nd day, the after it's B'Kol El Melech Shlomo, they gathered to King Shlomo, which was the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, which is part of Sukkas. V'Yem Tov Achrin, meaning the 1st one, the 1st day of Torah was talking about Chag HaSukkos, and the 2nd one, Kol HaMelech Shlomo, is because they gathered there to Shlomo HaMelech on Sukkos. And Yom Tov Achren, the last day on Shmini Atzeres, Koyrin, they read Kol HaBachar, which we lay on Yom Tovim, and Maftirin, and the Mafters read Kechal HaShlomo, when Shlomo finished, which there it says, B'Yem HaShmini, he sent the people, and they blessed the king, which is on Shmini Atzeres. Well, the Mocha Karin on the next day, which in the diaspora there's another day, we call Simchas Torah, they lay in Vezetz HaBracha, the last Parsha, Maftir, and then the Maftir is V'yamayt Shloimoy. The Shloimi got up, which talks about the Trill of Shloimoy on Shemini Atzeres, to give greeting to the people. But the Yesh Mishim Maftir, and some have the Maftir, actually, V'hi Achri Mois Moshe. The Aftira is that after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, which is the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, because we finished with the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Haftira is on what Hashem commanded after the Ptira to his student Yeshua. In other days of Sukkot, Karim B'Karbanos HaChag, we read from the Karbanos of the Yom Tov, because every day is different Karbanos. Halacha Yom Kippur at household. So B'chol Yom Yom Chodesh HaMoed, every single day of Chol HaMoed, Karim Shtei Parashas. You read 2 parashas. We're talking about in the diaspora and Chutz La'aretz, because they're not sure exactly originally what day is Rosh Chodesh, so they made 2 days out of Safek, so therefore on the 3rd day, which is Chol HaMoed, they're not sure, maybe it's really the 2nd day, or maybe it's the 3rd day. So therefore, by Yom HaShlishi, on the third day, Shul Chodesh HaMoed, which the first day Chol HaMoed, because the first day, 2 days we consider as Yom Tov, Koyd HaKoyin DeKoyin, the first Aliyah Lein to be Yom HaSheni, on the second day, because maybe it's really the second day of Yom Tov. And by Levi Koyin, this Levi gets the Aliyah, will be Yom HaShlishi, because maybe it's actually the third day of Yom Tov. By Yisrael Koyin, the third Aliyah reads by Yom HaShlishi, again. But Rabbi Yechai Koyin, and the fourth Aliyah goes and repeats by Yom HaSheni, by Yom HaShlishi, because since the fourth one is coming honorable, specifically by Chol HaMoed, so therefore that's the significant one to read the two doubts of the day, which is by Yom HaSheni, by Yom HaShlishi. So too, on the fourth day of Yom Tov, which is the second day of Chol HaMoed, Koyin Yulein, by Yom HaShlishi, by Yom Revi, on the second day, the third day and the fourth day, every single day you lane what are the sveikas in that order that we describe of that day of Chol HaMoed. Every single day of Yom Tov, 7 days of Pesach, so we take out two separate Torah by Shachas. First one, we lay these ideas that we just mentioned in the previous halachas. And the second separate Torah, that we lay specifically the karbanos of that day that's mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar. It's called Chumash Bekudim because it starts with the counting of the Jewish people, but we're referring to what's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. But Kodi in our carbon, the one who reads from the topic of the carbon, whom after the Navi, he's the one that reads the Haftarah from the Navi. Now, Alachat Ezvah, every single day, when you do take out, whichever the day is that you take out two or three Sefer Torah, in my Tzir Zechazeh, where it seems like they have the custom that, not necessarily like we do, that we take it all out at the same time, if you take it out one after the other, so when you put the first one back, you say Kaddish, and then you take out the second one. When you put back the last one, you say Kaddish again. Now, Kvar Man already said, and this was in Perikud Beis Alach HaChav, the widespread custom is, we always say Kaddish after the last Aliyah from the Sefer Torah, and then the Mafter, he lanes, and then he says from the Navi. Halach HaDazayim, now Shabbos Chalis B'chul HaShamayit, what's called Shabbos Chol HaMoed. If Shabbos is in one of the intermediate days of the Yom Tov, Beim Pesach, Beim Sukkos, so Koyin Beis Shabbos, what do you learn on that Shabbos? Not from as a normal Shabbos, rather Re'e Ato Omer Eilai, which is we already explained this in Halacha Ches. Umaftidin BePesach, and now on Pesach the Haftarah is Hatzamas Hayaveshes, the dry bones. Bemchol B'Teichachag, and if it's on the Yom Tov Sukkos, Maftirin the Haftarah is Beim Boy Goig. The reason for this is because Tchiz HaMesim is going to be in Nisan, so that's Atzamas Yevashis, and Concrete Gog HaMagog is going to be in Tishrei, and if we land that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed and Sukkos. Lachid Zayin, regarding the landing of Chanukah, Purim, and Tisha B'Av. B'Chanukah and Chanukah, B'Yom Rishon, on the first day, Koyin Mibirchas Koyinim. We start from the Birchas Koyinim, which is really the Parsha of the Nesiim, because we finished the Melachas HaMishkan on the 25th of Kislev, the first day of Chanukah. So you start with Birchas Koyinim because the miracle actually happened through the Kahanim. Atzev carbon amakav b'yom rishon until the end of the carbon that was brought by the first of the nesiim. B'yom sheni the second day, carbon carbon osei shekiv sheni. You lay the carbon of that the prince of that tribe that was on the second day. B'chein ad yom shmini until the eighth day, which is the last day of Sukkos. But there's actually 12 nesiim. So b'yom shmini the eighth day, carbon atzev carbonus. You read up until the end of all the carbonus. Atzev asid until the end of that order. And umavtim b'shabbos shel Chanukah. Now on Shabbos of Chanukah, the haftarah is b'neir zechari, where it talks about by the number zechari mentions a menorah over there. B'mayishtei Shabbos b'Chanukah. Now it's 8 days, so it could be two Shabbosim in Chanukah. The umavtim b'shabbos shel Chanukah is the first Shabbos Chanukah you lay in the haftarah b'neir zechari, like we mentioned. The b'shnei, the second one b'neir shlem, by shlem el charusa mentions a menorah. Now v'kor b'in Chanukah, whoever lanes from the topic of Chanukah, who sham after b'navi, he's the one that's going to come at the end of the kriyas haTorah, so he's going to be the one to lane from the navi. But Purim, on Purim, according to Shachas, by Shachas, you learn by Yomai Amalek, the Amalek came, which obviously the theme of Purim, which Haman is the descendant of Amalek. Alach Yitches, but Tishbav, on the 9th of Av, according to Shachas, we learn by Shachas, Kisei Leban, meaning the birth to sons, which talks about the punishment of the Jewish people over there if they're going to anger God. Maftir, and the Haftarah is Asav Asifim No Mashem, which again talks about the destruction of Tzion. Vemincha, according by Micha, you learn by Chal Moshe, Moshe entreated, which is Kishayim, it's like every fast day, including Tishbav, you learn that. By Mincha. Mishar Tani is by other fasts, Shon Masan that we fast, if it's Al Masheir Labasain, if it's what happened to our fathers regarding commemorating Shabbos Batamiz, Utsem Gedalia. So, Kurim Mishachas Mincha, we lane by Shachas and Mincha. Arishan Kurim, the first one lanes by Chal Moshe, Arba Psukim, Four Psukim. Makar Sheni, Bashlishi, the second and third Aliyah is Mimsalucha Adashani, Oisa Amach. All those Psukim. But regarding the public fast is that the public decreed because of the difficulties they're going through. For example, let's say a famine or a plague or similar things, then current brachas are closed. They're actually laying in Parashat B'chukah, say the curses and the blessings. That people should repent, become involved, and their hearts should be humbled. When they hear about all the curses and all the blessings, they'll realize that there's some magnitude over here. Therefore, we lay that on those public fast days. Now look at your test. No go'om lis maftir in koydin Tisha B'av. The custom of the people is that they have Torah the weeks before Tisha B'av. Of the haftarah is b'shal Shabbos, is the 3 weeks before is b'divrei techachas, words of rebuke. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, the first week is we do what's called the 3 weeks. Maftirim b'divrei Yirmiyahu. Haftarah is by words of Yirmiyahu. Shnei, the second one is chazon Yishayahu, and the shlishi, the third one is eicha eis l'zayna. How was it for the zayna? Again, these are all of destruction. And b'chim Shabbos achat Tisha B'av. So too, the Shabbos after Tisha B'av maftirim haftarah is consolation. Nachamu nachamu ami, let my people be consoled. And it's a widespread custom in our cities, least maftirim ben chamas Yishayahu, to have the haftarah in the constellations of Yishayahu, ma'achat Tishbam, from after Tishbam, ad Rosh Hashanah, all the way till Rosh Hashanah. Now, b'Shabbos Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, what we call Shabbos Shuva, maftirim, the haftarah is true with Yisrael, is that the Jewish people should repent. Halacha Chav, regarding the Daled parashas in the month of Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalis b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out to be on the Shabbos, according to Parashas Shkalim, you lay in the parasha of Shkalim, which is in Parashas Kisisa. Maftim beYoda Hakoyin. The haftarah is regarding Yoda Hakoyin, which says over the Malachim Beis, all the monies that should be brought to the Beis Hamikdash, which is the same theme. Chayin Sotim Chol Rosh Chodesh Adliyis B'Techa Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adliyis falls out during that week, fulfilled by Erev Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos, Makdim B'Kerem Shabbos Shalafon the Parashah Shkalim. You lay in it the previous parasha, the parasha of Shkalim, again to let you know that the coming month of Chodesh Adar, which is when they used to collect the Machzah Shekel, so that they could bring to the Beis Hamikdash new Karbanos on the first of Nisan. B'Shnei, on the second week of Adar, Kairin Zachar. You lean Parasha Zachar, which recalls the eradication of the people of Amalek, which Haman is a descendant of his. Maftirin and after is Pekati Esach Asa Amalek. I remember what Amalek did. What's the second week? So it depends. It's Kosher called Purim Lis B'Teicha. It's when Purim falls out during that week. Fulfilled by Erev Shabbos, even if Purim is on Erev Shabbos, you do the Shabbos before in Parasha Zachar. Shlishi, the third week, Karin Parsha, Dumi Raid regarding the red heifer, so that they should make the carbon Pesach in the state of purity, which is coming up the month of Nisan. Maftin after is Vazakti Lechem, it's also about spraying the Jewish people with purifying waters. Vezi Shabbos Shlishi, what's the third week? Hasmuch L'Ravis, it's the one that's closest to the fourth week. But Ravis, in the fourth week, Karin HaChedesh Hazeh, we read about HaChedesh Hazeh and Seba Shemais, which talk about the carbon Pesach. Maftin after is Barish Mech L'Chedesh on the first month, which refers to that time period of the beginning of Chedesh Nisan. What's the fourth week? As long as Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out to be inside of it in that week, fulfill the Rav Shabbos even all the way up until Friday, the previous Shabbos is Parashas HaChodesh. So Halacha Chavav says the Rambam, Nimtzes Eimer, comes at it, you say like this. Sometimes Tiyav Sakkah, there's going to be interruption in Shabbos Rishayna, from the first week, meaning of Parashas Shkalim, Rishniya, and the second week of Parashas Zachar. For example, let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out to be on a Monday. So then, the following Shabbos is on the 6th of Adar, which is not close to Purim. Purim is not coming out that week. So then you're going to have a bye week. You're going to stop. Oy bin shnei shlishis, or you can have between the second and the third week. For example, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out to be on the Shabbos, so then you're going to relay in Parshas Zachar the following week, which is close to Purim. The Shabbos after that is the 15th of Adar, where you're going to stop, and you relay in Parshas Parah the following week after that because it has to be near Parshas Chodesh. And upon Yishtei Afsaka, sometimes going to actually be two stops. For example, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out to be on Friday. So then you're going to stop the following Shabbos after that, which is going to be the 2nd of Adar. You lay Parshas Zachar the following Shabbos after that, which is going to be the 9th of Adar. And so you're going to stop for the Kriya Parshas Parah for the Shabbos after that, which is the 16th of Adar, because it's not going to be near Parshas Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is only going to fall out in the week after that. Which is, so you're going to make two stops, between Rosh Chodesh Nisan, between the first of Shkalim and the second one of Zachar, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan between the second of Zachar and Shlishis and the third one of Parsha Para, of Ben Shlishis Levis Imam Sigim, like we said, between the third and the fourth, between Para and Chedesh, you never have interruption. It's always the week before the fourth one is the third one. Halacha Beis, called Parsham Abra Parshis Ha'elu. Every Parsham of these four Parshis, Echad Kaido Isa B'Seba Sheni. One person lanes from it from the second Seba Tara. Acha Shakarin Seido Isa Shabbos, after you lane the Parsham of that week, what's called Parsha Shavua, B'Sefer Shahitziu Rishon for the Sefer that they took off first. Now, Chol, and some have these parentheses over here, Rosh Chodesh Adar lis b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out to be on Shabbos, v'hoy, and it was, so this is in parentheses, depending if you, the girsa is, but if Seder Eser Shabbos, if the order of that week, meaning of Parashat Shkalim, was Beva'ata Tetzava, Parsha Tetzava. So what you do is that since the next week's Parsha, Kisisa, is actually the Parsha of Shkalim, which you have to lean, so it gets confusing. So current Shishim Beva'ata Tetzava, what you do is you lean six aliyahs from the Ata Tetzava, Adva Sisa Karin Nechishas, until the end of the Parsha. And then the seventh aliyah goes and leans from Kisisa until Vasisa Kir. In other words, we don't say that six aliyahs should go until Kisisa and the seventh should continue onward, because then it wouldn't be recognizable that you're doing it because of Parashat Shkalim. You're going to think that, okay, Parashat Shabbat just ends by Vasisa Kir. So rather, what you do is you actually take the six aliyah all the way into Parashat Kisisa, and then you'll get the seventh aliyah to repeat that. Why you're repeating that? Must be because of Parashat Shkalim. So you don't end at the end of the Tzav, you go into Kisisa, and then you repeat it especially the Parashat Shkalim, even though it's Parashat Tzav. Now, when you say the Isa Shabbos Kisisa, let's say that week Parashat Shkalim falls out on Parashat Kisisa itself. So Kurin Shishim Kisisa B'Yakel, what you do is, you start in the beginning of the Parashat Kisisa, go all the way through until the end of the Parashat B'Yakel. Vashvi, Chayza B'Kur, B'Sei V'Sheni, and then the seventh Ali goes and repeats in the second Seva, because he's not going to roll all the way back to the beginning. B'Kisisa V'Sisa Kanachesh, the Parashat of the Parashat Shkalim, which is the beginning of that Parashat itself of Kisisa. Halacha of Gimel, regarding when there are times that you take out three Sifri Torah. Rish Chodesh Adar Shechalis B'Shabbos. It's Rish Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos. So Metzini Shalosh Tzvarim, you take out three Sifri Torah. Rishon, the first one. Kor B'Seidayim, you lay in the Parasha of the week. Vashini, the second one, Kor B'In Rish Chodesh, but Rish Chodesh, because it's Rish Chodesh. Vashini, the third one, Kor B'Kisisa, because it's Parasha Shkalim, when it falls out on Rish Chodesh Adar. And the Chim Rish Chodesh Nisan Shechalis B'Shabbos. When Rish Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, Metzini Shalosh Tzvarim, you take out three Sifri Torah. Current say the Yom, the first one you lay in the Parasha Shavua. Then Rish Chodesh, and the second, and Rish Chodesh is Bashin, the second Sefer Chodesh Azeh, which we said Parasha Chodesh, the fourth, the end of Shkalim is the first of Adar, and the last one of Adar is Parasha Chodesh, is Bashlish by the third Sefer Torah. Loch Chavdal, Rish Chodesh Tevis Shechalis B'Shabbos. Rish Chodesh Tevis, that's on Shabbos. Also, my teen shalishes from you take out three Sefer Torah. Rishon, the first one, Kerbe said the Yom, you read the Parashat Shavua. Shein, the second one, Kerbe in Rish Chodesh, about Rish Chodesh. Vashlish, the third one, Kerbe in Yechanukah, because Chanukah falls out from Chofei Kislev going into Tevis, and Rish Chodesh Tevis is Chanukah too. Chalis, B'emtza Shabbos, if it falls out to be in the middle of the week, Shalishah Kerbe in Rish Chodesh during Chanukah, so Shalishah Kerbe in Rish Chodesh, three lane on the topic of Rish Chodesh, Ravi Kerbe in Yechanukah, and the fourth Aliyah reads regarding the topic of Chanukah of the Nasi of that day. Halacha Fei concludes these halachas of Kriyas HaTorah with halacha of Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. Af Bishodim Shemei Kol HaTorah Kul B'chol Shabbos B'tzibi. Even if a person heard the whole laning of the Torah every single Shabbos with a minyan, Chayav Likus La'atzmai B'chol Shavua, he has to read it himself every single week. Seidah Shalais HaShabbos, the order of the Kriyas HaTorah of that Shabbos. Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, he has to read the Parsha, the Loshon Kodesh words, the Mikra itself, two times. Vechatargum, one time the Aramaic translation of Unklus. If this pasuk does not have an Aramaic translation, then he reads that pasuk three times, until he finishes his parashas of the whole Kriyas HaTorah of the whole year together with the community.